That's real.
The reason why the truth doesn't come, the reason why the peace doesn't last, the reason why the truth has not come is because faith has been denied, because we've been withholding the faith where it rightfully belongs. So when you withhold your faith from where it rightfully belongs, you lose the understanding of the situation that the goal of truth would bring. You can always tell when you're not putting your faith where it belongs, because when you're not putting your faith where it belongs, you will say something like, I don't understand this situation, and I don't understand this relationship. Every time you use a solution that's a fantasy, a solution that's not the real solution, you just experience the illusion of the experience of peace. You just have the illusion of being happy. You just have the illusion of being free. And that's the condition. That's not a condition in which truth can really come. The truth and love can't really come in the illusion of love and the illusion of peace and the illusion of happiness and the illusion of a relationship. Nothing real comes into an illusion. And an illusion is any situation that I'm trying to deal with separately in order to get what I want without looking at the situation as a whole and really want insanity and really want the truth more than I want anything. I want Earl's peace more than I want money. I want Earl's peace more than I want a special relationship. I want Earl's peace more than I want fame. I want Earl's peace more than I want sex. I want Earl's peace more than I want anything in this world. And until your peace is more important to you than anything in this world, you will have the illusion of happiness.
Wow.
A happiness that comes and a happiness that goes. Because an illusion is not the condition where God or truth or love can enter. End of section. Okay? That's the power of hearing the Course. Thank you. Okay, any questions or comments about what was said?
Was pretty clear.
Was that pretty clear?
Yeah. I have a question.
Okay.
When you're in the moment, how do you know the difference between real peace and the illusion of peace?
If you have real peace, you feel it. Everybody you see feel it, and everybody you can think of feels it. So if you're not experiencing that, you're not experiencing real peace.
So real peace isn't just what you feel, because real peace is what everyone feels.
Now, that should immediately call for more faith than you think you're capable of. Did you feel that immediately, like that was like an impossible goal? Like, as soon as you heard it, okay, how in the world am I going to do that? How in the friggin' world am I going to do that? And the Course says very simply, you will have that happen as soon as you put your happiness before sacrifice. You will have it as soon as you set a goal for real. Okay? Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt real peace?
When I meditate.
I felt real peace at that Halloween party. You can feel total peace and bliss, and you can be partying like a big dog in a noisy place with everybody dancing and screaming. Peace is not sitting on a mountaintop meditating on your navel, necessarily. For some people, that's the way they get it. But I think many people have this image of being spiritual and being peaceful that's kind of like, you're always quiet and you don't really express yourself in your body, and you're real laid back and you're real intellectual. Some of the most spiritual gatherings you ever be in is going to be when people are like jumping off the wall with joy and noise and movement and laughter and play.
In a hot tub with no clothes on.
That could be one form. That could be one. Hey, I was doing it just the other week. So Yeah, it could be in the hot tub, naked. Absolutely. So, are we clear that peace is not a form, that peace is not a behavior? Okay, that's real important. Or else if you're a really lively person, you feel like something's wrong with you if you're not real quiet. And if you're a real quiet person, then you'll be threatened by anyone that acts like they're alive in the body. Because in your mind, peace is being really quiet physically. And then maybe some of you were constantly told to be quiet when you were children and to tone it down. Or maybe some of you are afraid of your bodies and afraid of your sexuality. So you only feel safe if there's non-physical contact that's only from the neck up. Some people love what the Course says, but I am not a body, because they're afraid of their body. So you will know when you're really experiencing joy, because you will be happy. Anybody else? This doesn't have to be a question. It can be a sharing. It can just be something you want to say.
So if I'm around people who don't are peaceful, does that mean I'm not peaceful?
If you're around people that are not peaceful, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are not peaceful. How do you feel? That's what you asked yourself. How do you feel? Now, for me, if I'm around somebody that's not peaceful, the way I look at it is if I'm around a part of myself that's not peaceful. Did you hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, when I look at you all, to me, I'm in a room full of aspects of myself that I'm interacting with. I'm not in a room full of different people. I just act like I'm in a room full of different people because you're pretending that you're different too. And so I'm just honoring the separation that you want to pretend like you have with me. So I treat you the way you treat me. I'm as open with you as you are with me. I'm as affectionate with you as you are. In other words, I, when I'm in a situation, I'm always seeing what I want by what's coming to me. Okay? But because this is the way I act, don't think that this is the way I act with everybody that I'm with. This is the way I act with you. Because this is the way you act with me. You quiet with me, I'm quiet with you. You laid back with me, I'm laid back with you. You act like I'm a stranger, I'll be stranger to you. You know what I'm saying? There are some people I meet in 2 seconds. We dancing and partying and laughing and hugging and talking, and you know, that happened just the other night. I had talked to this person 15 minutes. I knew everything about their life. They knew about mine, because we knew we were one, and we knew we could just communicate to ourselves. So we instantly joined. We didn't give each other all that stuff you go through to see if somebody can be trusted. We knew we could, because we were. Now, if I'm with somebody that's untrustworthy, which is someone that's overly cautious, then I have to know that I need to be aware, because this person is untrustworthy because they don't trust me. Yeah. And it's a part of my own fear. So one thing you want to do when you're around somebody that's afraid is you want to give them plenty of room. That's what you want to do. You know, you don't want to back them into a corner. So if you're around, but remember this though, everybody's treating me exactly the way my goal sets. And everyone is helping me achieve my goal. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Right now, you all are helping me accomplish my goal of feeling the way I do right now, having the experience that I'm having right now. And the way you're acting right now is exactly what it takes for me to have the kind of experience I'm having with you right now. So you are helping to accomplish exactly how I want to feel right now, because you're obviously being the way I want you to be right now at some level, because every situation is as I determine it at some level. So that's how I know everybody's helping me achieve my goal. I'm just shocked at my goal. Do you get me? Do you feel me? Okay, I'll say it again. Whatever experience you're having right now, you're having this experience right now because you're the one that's creating it for you the way that it is right now. And everybody has to be doing exactly what they're doing for you to have the kind of experience that you're having right now. If they did anything different, you'd be having a different experience. So the experience you're having right now is because everybody is helping you achieve your goal of how you think you deserve to feel right now. And then the ego ego is the part of you that tells you, that's not true, I want to experience something else. Not what I'm experiencing right now. The right mind says, I'm going to claim my power. What's happening right now is exactly what at some level I want to happen right now, and it's for my own best interest, even if I don't know how. That's what my right mind says, to empower me. So this goal, now, if I think I have conflict with you, then I'm going to try to go over here and deal with Chuck separately. Chuck, what did I do wrong? What did I do to make it right with you? Then I go over to D&D. Let's see if we can solve this problem. You see what I'm saying? I'm that fragment. Mm-hmm.